Question 709. Does the Jewish Bible give any definition to any descriptions of who, where, and characteristics of the Messiah when he comes? What do we look for in general? If you're talking about what the Messiah will be after he comes, the prophets are full of descriptions of the phenomenal wisdom and piety and closeness to God and ability to rule over the world that the Mashiach, Messiah, will have. If referring to if someone comes and claims to be the Messiah, how do we know if he is qualified or not? The Rambam says that if a person who can trace his lineage, paternal lineage, to David HaMelech, to the Davidic dynasty, and he is a pious person who follows the dictates of both the written Torah and the oral Torah, who is well-learned in both the written Torah and oral Torah, someone who fights for the causes of God, and who has an influence over the Jewish people and brings most or all of them back to the Torah way, then that person is possible. If he claims to be Mashiach, it's possible that that person is Mashiach. If he's missing any of those characteristics, then he doesn't have the credentials to be Mashiach. And the true test, whether he's Mashiach or not, is if he will fulfill what the prophet said Mashiach will do. He will bring all Jews back to the land of Israel and build the third temple. Then we know for sure that he is Mashiach if he claims to be.